Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. Is this Robert Jackson?
Yes, it is.
Great. Mr. Jackson, my name is Tony, and I'm calling from Michigan Opinion Surveys. Now, we are just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely, probably, 50-50 chances, or you're not going to vote.
Probably.
You're probably going to vote. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
59.
59, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and write that in for you, okay? Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I must say moderate.
Moderate. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Well, that's kind of hard
okay.
I don't think that anybody, I think it would be going in the wrong direction with anybody right now.
Okay.
Because I think it's in a pretty bad position.
Okay. So, would you be very satisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm just dissatisfied. Not
okay. Now, let me read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each one, please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you, okay? From 0 to 10, 10 most important, 5 somewhat, and 0 not at all important. Let me read the first issue. Making college more affordable.
Well, that should be a 10.
What about banning tobacco products for adults?
That's like a 6.
What about improving K-12 education?
That's a 10.
What about lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
That's about a 7.
What about protecting voting rights and democracy?
That's a 10.
Great. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? You can say somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly approve, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Now, please rate your feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, very cold and unfavorable. Now, Joe Biden, how would you rate your feelings towards Joe Biden?
About 50.
What about Republicans in Congress?
0.
What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
0.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? So we're halfway there, okay? I truly thank you for helping me out with this, okay? Now, let me read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug or the FDA should be focused on. For each one, please rate them on a scale from 0 to 10. 10, that they are most important. 0, not important at all. And 5, somewhat important.
Hello? Hello? Hello?